Danielle Brockington was pumped for October 1st.
We are at the Charlotte Public Library, and I am about to log on to healthcare.gov and venture into the newly opened healthcare market.
Brockington was 28 years old, and she didn't like her insurance, emergency coverage, she called it, that left her paying for doctor's visits out of pocket. So she rarely went.
Right after Halloween last year, I got a cold, and it was full-on sniffles, runny nose, fever, all that stuff. And I couldn't go to the doctor, so it just kind of lingered and lingered until, like, January.
It's a couple months.
Yes. And my friends would be like, are you still sick? What's wrong with you?
Brockington finally went to urgent care and found out she had strep throat. That visit cost her more than $200. So she was ready for healthcare.gov, the federal exchange that North Carolinians use since the state's leaders chose not to set up their own. But Brockington couldn't even get past the login page without an error message.
There are too many people in the marketplace right now. It is over fire code. There's a line, basically. It's like the Apple Store, kind of.
And to beat the line at the Apple Store, sometimes you have to set an alarm.
My name is Princess Small, and we're at Starbucks on the corner of East and Scott.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and actually we're outside the Starbucks because it hasn't opened yet. Small is 32 years old and has dental and vision coverage through her part-time job, but nothing else. She has an autoimmune disease that insurance companies have called a pre-existing condition.
It's the pre-existing condition that they usually say, oh, sorry, we can't cover you.
The Affordable Care Act now prevents insurance companies from doing that, so Small was anxious for healthcare.gov. But
all right, the system is down at the moment. We're currently performing scheduled maintenance. Scheduled maintenance. Please try again later. Wow. And I thought we were smart.
Small and Brockington kept trying in October. When Brockington was almost done setting up her account on the 15th.
Your account couldn't be created at this time. The system is unavailable.
And this is how it goes for weeks. Along the way, Brockington, whose income is below the federal poverty line, get some bad news.
So I won't be eligible for tax credits in the exchanges.
A quick explainer here. Obamacare was designed to help low-income people get insurance in two ways, by giving tax credits and expanding Medicaid. The Medicaid expansion was supposed to take care of everyone below the federal poverty line. Above the line, the tax credits kick in. They're for people who make between one and four times the federal poverty level. But the Supreme Court made the Medicaid expansion optional for states, and North Carolina opted out. That put Brockington in a gap. She can't get Medicaid, and counterintuitively, she doesn't make enough money to get a tax credit. She says it doesn't make sense.
If the whole point of this was for lower-income people to be able to afford health insurance and to make it accessible for everyone, then why create this space where you have... I'm sure you probably have a good number of people who fall into this gap.
The Kaiser Family Foundation estimates there are more than 300,000 North Carolinians in the same position as Brockington. For a while, Princess Small thought she was too, based on her part-time salary. But when she started working on her taxes...
I remembered that I had worked for 3 months full-time at the beginning of 2013.
That income pushed her above the federal poverty line and out of the gap. So on April 4th, Small signed up for health insurance.
So it's going to cost me almost $19 a month. So it's like $18.50 or something like that with the subsidy.
And how big is the subsidy?
It was like $240-something dollars.
When her coverage kicks in May 1st, Small will have comprehensive health insurance for the first time in about 3 years. She says it's a relief. She manages her autoimmune disease by living a healthy lifestyle, but now if something happens, she can afford to see a specialist.
You know, I really hope I don't have to use it, but it's nice to finally have something that I can use.
On the other hand, Danielle Brockington is still in the same place she was before the exchanges opened, with skimpy insurance, unable to afford something better. She's still frustrated about the Medicaid gap, but she's staying upbeat.
I kind of got left out, but you know... I guess I'm in the same boat I've been in for the past 2 years, so it's not really, nothing changed for me, but I see it changing for a lot of other people, and that's a good thing.
She says a bunch of her friends signed up at the last minute, but Brockington also has friends who, like herself, wanted to use the exchange, but ended up in the Medicaid gap. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.